Every bottle has a front label. That's the story they want you to know. The back label is the story they didn't. This is the back label. A story that gives you the full pour. Let's begin.
In 1965, David Lett packed a station wagon with grape cuttings. He drove straight into what most experts would have called professional suicide. Not Napa, not Sonoma, Oregon, the Willamette Valley. It wasn't wine country. It was timber and berries, too cold, too wet, too unpredictable. And Pinot Noir, the most fragile grape on earth, it had no business being there, except David Lett didn't care. He and his wife Diana set up in the Dundee Hills, living in a trailer, planting vines into iron-rich Jory soil. No roadmap, no backup plan, just a belief that great wine doesn't ask for permission. For years, they were written off. The crazy couple on the hill. Frosts hit, crops failed. The market ignored them. Because if it wasn't French, or at least Californian, it didn't matter. Then, in 1979, Lett sent his 1975 Pinot Noir to the Wine Olympiad in Paris. Not to win, just to see if it was even good. When the results came in, his Oregon Pinot Noir ranked alongside the best wines in the world. Just like that, a region nobody respected demanded attention. Because once Oregon stood next to Burgundy, the map changed. What started as one man's gamble became a global Pinot Noir powerhouse, all from a place that was never supposed to work. Turns out, the biggest risk in wine isn't failure. It's listening to people who think they already know everything.
Every bottle has a front label. That's the story they want you to know. The back label is the story they didn't. You've just heard the full pour.